calling Eagle Minds. My name is Tasha. How can I help you?
Hey, Tasha. My name's Dennis. I just called to try and clear up my card number because you guys tried to charge my card and it didn't go through.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I got it figured out, but then I just got a bunch of charges that just showed up on my account. They don't have any dollar amount with them yet, but it kind of freaked me out a little bit because it doesn't look like you. But so it says Venmo, V-E-N-M-O, New York, New York, U.S. is one of them.
Visa, you said, I'm sorry, you said V-E-N. That's like a cash app. Venmo, where you can like transfer money. That's not us.
Okay, and then there's a provisioning S-C-A-U-S. I guess that's California, U.S.
Huh?
Then there's a Venmo, New York, New York again. There's a Venmo, New York, New York again. Then there's a SQ Square, Inc., San Francisco. Like all these things just popped up right after I called you guys.
Let me see.
No?
I'm looking. Is this for, do you have like a e-shop order or did you have a subscription?
So I have one subscription. You guys are sending me a special, the USS Franklin. And I have a bunch of e-shop orders that are just, you know, behind. You guys are not shipped them yet, but, and they just come randomly.
Tell me what's the, you said you don't have no charges, do you?
They all say zero charge at the moment. But
yeah, I see one where they charged you on the 20th for $54.28. That was for the Batgirl, Batwoman, Huntress, and, hold on a second.
That must be a long, long time ago.
This order was placed, I'm sorry, this was a long, long time ago. It was placed in March of 2020. I forgot, I ain't look at the year. I'm just looking at the month. Hold on a second. That's old. Hold on a second.
I've ordered a lot of stuff from you
I see that. Let's see, those are for 2020. Those are for 2021. Okay, 2022. This is old, though. That's not it.
There's some stuff going all the way back to, like, maybe even October or something, where they were just on pre-order and they didn't come in.
Okay.
But I'm concerned about these charges that just showed up on my card.
You may want to contact your bank because I don't see. Hold on a second. Let me see. I see where they tried to charge you on the, let's see. This order was placed on the 16th of this month. I'm trying to wait until it pop up the note, so just bear with me.
Yep, yep.
Okay, so they did charge you today. I do see that. Okay, so what it is we are having a little problem with our charge system. So it may be us that's charging the 00 amount. It's probably going to come up. It's something going on with our system. And if you can bear with me one moment, I'm going to transfer this over because we are supposed to report it. It's nothing to do with you. It's actually our system that is having a little trouble. So it should be clearing up within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
Hold on a second for me. But I don't know about all the charges because I'm only seeing what they tried to charge you on the 18th, the 19th, the 20th, and then they charged you today. They sent you, did they send you like a decline email?
Yeah, yep.
Okay.
Well, I would say I can read it for you. this just popped up like immediately after I gave my card number to the lady, you know, the other person who answered the phone. Then these things started coming up on my phone, because typically when my card is used, like if I go to the grocery store, it'll pop up on my phone. It'll ding me three times with three different entries for the money that I just spent at the grocery store. So it's a really good feature. But let me go look in my email. And I'll tell you the one that didn't go through, but we tried to fix that today. But I don't know if she identified the right one, but so let's see. All right, eShop order. It says, thank you for your membership. We hope you're enjoying this exciting program. However, we received an error when we attempted to charge the credit card that you provided. So, and then it says, call, you know, this number and update your credit card information, which I try to do because I did have a few orders that used an old card that I had to get replaced because it was compromised. And I figured that's what was going on. We just missed an order or something, you know, and that's, you guys were trying to charge that old card still, but she didn't find that. So, I guess there was one she found, and I went ahead and put it, gave her my credit card, read it over the phone to her, and hopefully nobody picked it up. You know, I'm watching airplanes take off and land, so there's a bunch of cars out here. Maybe somebody had a scanner. I don't know. I can give you this order that we went over.
The order number is the 900084378.
Nope. The order that came back that didn't go through was 2519-7490-023.
That's the same one.
Yep.
And it's the same one. That's your customer account number, and the one that I gave you is actually the order number. So it's the same one. Let me see. I'm gonna document this so they can look into it further. Just bear with me one moment.
It is windy out here. I would not want to be trying to pilot one of those planes. Before. I'm going to start moving. Could you, in case we get disconnected because of cellular, could you take my number so you could call me back? So, is that okay?
Yes, sir. Is this the telephone number that I could call you back at?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just in case we get disconnected. Because I've already been on lunch too long.
Okay.
I just had to stop, and I'm like, whoa, what's with all these charges, you know?
I'm surprised they charged your card that fast, because they usually wouldn't do it until the next day.
Well, it, like I said, the charge came up as 0.00. There's like five of them, and I don't recognize who they're from.
Okay.
I mean, if it had said Eagle Moss, I'd been like, oh, okay, I know what that is, but it doesn't say that.
Okay. Continue to check your bank statement. I did send this over, so one of our escalation teams will begin in contact with you soon once they resolve the problem. But like I said, it's an error with our system, especially with our charge. So just continue checking your bank statement, and if nothing has changed within the next 24 to 48 hours, give us a call back. But I did report what was going on with it.
Okay, so I'm going to have to stop at my bank then, I guess, and just make them aware to watch it, you know.
Okay.
Obviously, I don't want to have to change my card number or cancel any orders, but so someone's going to give me a call back when they figure out what's going on, or?
Did you already receive, that was from your first, you already received the first item, right?
What item?
They sent you one and got a tracking number for it. This is for the Galaxy, the Blood and Chrome.
Oh, Blood and Chrome, yeah. So if you, I'm sorry I'm on the road and I don't have the order in front of me. If you could tell me what else was in that order, I could tell you if I got it.
Seemed like the only thing that they sent you out was the Blood and Chrome. You have the Death Glide, the Caretaker, USS Orville, and the Astro Queen.
Okay, yeah, I don't have any of that order. The only thing that came through was an email telling me that the Galactica Blood and Chrome had shipped.
Yeah,
but I don't actually have it.
It seemed like that's what was trying to be charged. Because hold on 1 second. Let me see if anything else is.
Typically, I get charged before it gets shipped, though. So. I did get a couple of charges on my card for like $55 charges.
Yeah, that one was one of them. I'm trying to see what else.
There are several outstanding pieces from different orders. Probably 6 or 7 orders or something that still have outstanding items.
Yeah, so with that one, the only thing that was coming up was the one for the Blood and Chrome, trying to see if they were trying to charge you for everything else too. Or is it that? Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. Because the Estrin Queen is also $55.99. The Caretaker is $59.99. The US is Orville is $23.99.
I know they're not all going to be that price because I got a discount, but I'm fine. I mean, if all the stuff is in and they charge me for it, that's okay because the money's in the account. But
just continue looking at your account for the next 24 hours, and if nothing has changed, give us a call back. But I think it's that they're just getting in stock, so they're updating everything, and it probably just be an error with them trying to charge your car. So just continue looking at it. You're not the only one that have that problem. We've been having this call all day, so it's not just yours that's being charged with the 00 amount. I think it's something going with our payment system is the reason why it's doing it.
Okay, but you don't recognize that VENMO at all?
Venmo, Venmo is like, like Cash App, like if somebody be like, can you transfer it? That's actually an app, like you can go onto your Google or your Apple Store and see it. That's a payment app, and we don't use that. We'll probably use PayPal, but we don't use like Cash App or you have to have, that's not us. I'm pretty sure that's not us.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. You have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.